fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the first day of May. Prep tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to do what I've done. That's to become a student of Professor James McCanning. He's authored 10 books. 3 of them deal with Planet X. 1 deals with weather. They're all excellent. They're all very worthwhile. You might want to start out reading a book about weather, since we're having such bizarre weather these days, and that will continue for the foreseeable future. So, prep tip of the day is to become a student of Professor James McCanning, get his books, and read them. You'll be very glad you did. Okay, we're going back to Dan in Missouri. What's on your mind now, Dan?
Well, earlier you spoke a little bit about people filling sandbags because of this flood that's all over Missouri.
Yes, sir. Right.
You know, the most tedious part of that is getting those suckers filled.
Oh, yes.
Of course, lifting them around, you need some young, strong backs, but that goes fairly quick. But filling them has always been just laboriously slow.
Yes.
And one day I was stumbling around on the internet, and I came across a YouTube that just blew me away. These two little boys, about 8 or 10 years old, with entrenching tools, filled 6 sandbags perfectly in about 8 seconds. And it was a tool, a thing that their dad had made, and I can explain it pretty quick, really. They took 6-inch diameter PVC pipe, cut approximately 20 inches long, and they had 6 of those mounted in a 2x4 framework. So when you turned it upside down, those pipes were sticking straight up in the air with nothing on their bottom. They pulled 6 sandbags on those pipes like you'd put on a sock.
Right.
They flipped it back over. They had cut a piece of plywood to set on top permanently, and the holes in the plywood were directly above the 6 pieces of pipe. And those two boys threw sand at that, and they didn't have to worry about holding the bag open.
Right.
And as soon as all the holes were full, they took a 2x4 and struck it off. One got on each end of that little framework, lifted it, and there sat 6 sandbags filled perfectly, ready to tie off.
Yep.
And
yep.
he did that in about 8 seconds.
Yep.
And I had never seen that anywhere.
I've seen complex, expensive machines that do the same thing for a lot of money. But what you're describing here could be done for maybe, if you had to buy the materials at the hardware store, maybe $20 or $30.
Unbelievably fast, and you get uniform fill. And we know when you lift that, you're not lifting any sand because it stays behind in the bag. It just slides right through the tube.
Exactly.
And then what I did, I designed one for my little backhoe. So I could do 20 at a time. And two men could easily lift that framework and leave 20 bags ready to tie off and move. And I could make them faster than people could tie them off and move them.
I bet. Well, that's good. And, I need to fabricate something like that because we do have some need for sandbags here at my location. And it's just been one of those. I've been aware of it for, you told me about this more than a year ago, I think, Dan.
Yeah, it's an amazing tool.
It is.
It's quicker than you can. I mean, I've seen men stooped over holding those bags and some other poor slob trying to hit the bag with a shovel full of sand, and maybe he gets half of it in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're all different.
Yeah. Not good.
All right, John. You take care, buddy.
You,
I appreciate what you're doing.
Okay, thank you. Next, we go to Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. How you doing?
Real good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, this is a short little story. A friend of mine calls me up, and because I'm into the military stuff, he says, you know, you got the old 5-gallon GI cans, the ones with the spin on top. And I said, yeah. And he says, I can't find a spigot for those things. And I was a little shocked because that's all I've ever used. And he says, no, seriously, I can't find one. So I said, let me look into it. And I went to the usual places, and all of that stuff's been replaced by NATO. And the NATO containers have a whole different spigot system, whole different opening and everything. So I started looking around, and I went to this place called Army Surplus World out of Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, these old boys had the original GI spin-on spigot with that flexible tube for pouring gas out, and I called the guy back, and he jumped all over it. But I was really shocked that that stuff wasn't readily available anymore. So I just wanted to put that out there, for people that are like me, it's still using the old gear. And the other thing is, I was just curious: is the flood affecting your ability to ship?
Oh no. No, the water. The water was up and down in a matter of about 5 or 6 hours. Yep.
Oh, great! Because I placed an order, so I just was wondering if that was going to affect the shipping. So, well, thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, you're welcome, Fred. Call number is 800-313-9443. That's I wrote a note to some people I'm corresponding with about these creeks and rivers. They've always flooded. There's nothing new about these creeks and rivers flooding in the Ozarks. That's nothing new at all. They may be flooding a bit higher than we've experienced much in the past, but when our great-grandparents were settling this area in the middle part of the 19th century, they figured out pretty quick that these creeks and rivers would be flooding, and as a consequence, they did not build any structures, any infrastructure, in the floodplain. They knew better than that. And that's still the way it's done. So there's a saying here, let's say I was going to an appointment to see you tomorrow, and we're talking about the appointment tomorrow, and I would say something like the following: well, I'll see you tomorrow, God willing, and if the creeks don't rise. God willing, and if the creek doesn't rise. That's a common saying here in the Ozarks. Now, Missouri, south of the Missouri River. Now, the Missouri River pretty much cuts the state in half, more or less. Missouri, south of the Missouri River, has more bridges than any state in the United States. And that's saying a lot. We have more creeks and rivers in the southern part of Missouri than pretty much any place you might think of. And yes, they do flood. You have a downpour. We had a I'm not sure what the official amount of rain was, somewhere between 4 and 6 inches. When you get that much water in a short period of time, of course these creeks are going to come out of their banks. That's a given. And they're going to flood the areas that they've always flooded. Not a big deal. Now, we have something called low water bridges here in Missouri. Typically, it would be a slab of concrete across a creek or a small river with either galvanized steel culverts, which is typically done for the small creeks, or possibly a more substantial bridge that's all open underneath where the river, the small river can go underneath it. And we use these things daily for our transportation needs. However, when it rains a lot in a short period of time, these low water bridges, it becomes something you can't cross because there's 6 inches or a foot or 2 or 3 feet of water going over the top of the low water bridge. Frequently, there is a workaround where you can drive a number of miles to get around that particular issue, or you just change your routine and either you don't go home or you don't leave home, one or the other. I've had that happen where I had to spend, in fact, I had to spend a night at a friend's house because of the road between where I was and my home was underwater. So I had to spend the night at a friend's house and go home the following morning. That's just part of daily life here, living in the Ozarks, dealing with these flash floods, as we call them. And flash is an accurate term. The water, I was just talking to the lady that owns a store down here in the Pucky Hill General Store yesterday. She says, John, that water came up so fast. And it does. I mean, one moment that the creek is normal in its banks, really rushing along there. And then literally minutes later, and I mean minutes, I mean 5-10 minutes later, it's up out of the banks flooding the floodplain. That's how fast these things happen. Got a note here from Miguel and John down in Pasadena, Texas, wondering about Ann Morrison. They spelled her name wrong, but that's okay. Ann had a huge following. It was one of the more popular shows that I do. And she was on with me every show for, well, years, since I got this Daily Show. Well, Ann's moved on. She has some other projects in her life that she wants to focus on, and she doesn't want to take the time to prepare for a radio show anymore. That could change. You know, there's always possibility of change in the future, but for the time being, Ann is not doing radio. And I hope to get together and have lunch with Ann sometime soon. We have not seen each other face-to-face for I can't tell you how many years, 3 or 4 years, maybe longer, and get caught up with her one-on-one to see what's going on with her life. But that's the way it is. Things move on, and the show moves on. We now have Jimmy with Desert Eagle taking that time slot, and we refer to it as Firearms Friday. We have another regular weekly guest, Mr. Don Kubley, the president, CEO of InterShelter Domes. Now, there's some cutting-edge technology. Oh, my goodness. I've been reading about domes since they were first being published in the Mother Earth News 40-something years ago. And there's been dozens of unsuccessful attempts to build dome homes that would withstand ultraviolet and weather. The only other successful dome home I'm aware of is the monolithic concrete domes. This, however, is entirely different technology. Space age material, prefabricated. It's basically a big kit that you put together when it's delivered to your home by truck. All the pieces will fit in a pickup truck, by the way. You can transport it out to a remote area and have yourself a very nice 14-foot or a 20-foot dome home. Just a matter of a few hours, the basic shell would be set up. You still have to do the plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electricity, and so forth. But the basic shelter itself, two men with a ladder and simple hand tools, don't even need power tools. Simple hand tools can put one together in a couple of hours. I'm very glad that I'm now a dealer for the Intershelter domes, because I've known about these domes, thanks to Dan, since 2014. All these years, 2014, 2015, 2016, I couldn't sell these domes because several different governments, several different militaries, including our own, were buying everything he produced. Now you have the opportunity also. It's a great opportunity. You need to take advantage of it if you need shelter. Getting back to the 12-gauge shotguns, I've carried 12-gauge shotguns on various security details, bodyguard assignments, depending on the threat level, if I felt I needed it or not, doing security work. My goal is to not have to fire a shot. That's what I want to do. I don't want to harm human life, even if it is a criminal. I will do so. If I have no choice, of course I will. My preference is not to. So I carry a 12-gauge shotgun for the purpose of stopping a fight, so that there will be no bloodshed. My friend, my mentor, Mr. Charles Shaw, who Steve McQueen played the role of Charles Shaw in the movie The Great Escape, by the way. He was out for the evening with his wife, downtown St. Louis, and he was approached by a criminal who wanted to rob Mr. Shaw. Mr. Shaw was carrying at the time one of these North American Derringer revolvers. And it was nighttime, and the lighting was not that good, lighting from the street lights and whatever ambient light was around. So Mr. Shaw drew the tiny revolver out of his pocket and pointed at the young man. And the young man wasn't quite sure what was being pointed at him until Mr. Shaw cocked the hammer. Then there was no doubt in the young man's mind that he was, in fact, looking at a revolver staring him in the face from maybe a couple of feet away. And he ceased his attempt to rob Mr. Shaw and left the part of the premises. I guess Mr. Shaw could have held him at gunpoint for the police, but I'm not sure if he had a cell phone with him. I think this may have been in the days before cell phones. Of course, Mr. Shaw, his primary book of business was defending young men and young women charged with crimes. It was kind of funny. I was visiting his office once before I worked for him. This would have been probably the mid-1980s. And he had a reception area with maybe 20 chairs for his clients to see the various attorneys. At that time, he had about six attorneys working with him, five or six. And I walked the door into the reception area, and it was like walking into a Hell's Angels convention. It really was. I mean, these guys sitting around there, all bulked up with tattoos and body piercings and muscle shirts and scruffy, rough look about them. It looked like a Hell's Angels convention. It really did. It was funny. And I went in and conducted my business and left. But that was Mr. Shaw's practice. And he was voted by his peers the best criminal defense attorney for, I think, more than 30 years. The attorneys would vote once a year on who was the best civil trial lawyer, who was the best criminal defense lawyer, who was the best doing probation work and so forth. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of May. Well, the year is one-third over. How about that? 4 months down, 8 to go. There's a paper. It's a free download at my website. In light of these violent storms, this one just passed over us. It's headed towards the East Coast as I speak. Paper titled, No Need for Panic. No Need for Panic. I wrote this paper... When was that? 2006, I believe. So we're looking at about 9 years ago. And more than 11 years ago. Excuse me. 2006 would be 11 years ago. So I think you'll see that what I was writing about would be happening in the future. Well, the future is now. What I wrote about 11 years ago regarding weather events, other Earth changes events, is happening now. So you go to my website, let's see, at thelibertyman.com, and you scroll down to, let's see, on the right side, No Need for Panic. It's got its own little section. On the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, you'll see that paper, No Need for Panic. Now, when I began writing that paper, the intended audience was only two men, my brother and my brother-in-law. That was my original intent when I began writing it. As I was getting near the finish of it, it occurred to me that two things. First of all, that neither my brother nor my brother-in-law would pay heed, even though it was the right thing to do to notify them. I knew that neither one would pay heed. And secondly, it occurred to me that I should go ahead and publish this to the general public. So I did. Now, I made some additions to the paper over a period of about a year after the initial publication. It's all included there, by the way. In fact, the first product I sold on my when I was doing my radio show here at Republic Broadcasting, the first product I sold was that paper, No Need for Panic. I was selling it for $5 a copy. I made it free as a free download several years ago because I wanted to get the information out to as many people as possible. So it's been a free download now for a number of years. And many of you, I'm sure, bought it when it was a $5 charge, and I would clean off the stainless steel island in my kitchen, and go to the copy store, and Kinko's or wherever I would go, and make copies, and I would collate them and staple them together right there on the island, stainless steel island in my kitchen, and prepare them for mailing to the people buying them. My paper, No Need for Panic, has stood the test of time. It has. It stood the test of time, going back 11 years to 2006. I began writing it in the fall of 2005, and we're looking at 12 years ago when I began writing that paper. So I think that it would be wise. It's not terribly long. I think it's, about 18 or 20 pages. Let's see here, 17 pages. 17 pages. That's including the title page. So I know a lot of people, especially people under age 50, because of public schools, and my son-in-law is one of these people, and my daughter, both in their 40s. They don't find reading pleasant or enjoyable or fun. And that's most Americans most of the time under age 50, because they weren't taught phonics when they were in school. They were taught sight reading. And I cannot imagine a life without reading. I can't. It's such a huge part of my life. But that's, I know my son-in-law, God bless him, he's a bright, energetic, healthy young man, loves his family, very productive worker. He wins awards, whatever company he works for being the most productive employee they have nationwide. And he says, John, if I need to read something, I need to get in a room by myself, have complete silence, and no distractions whatsoever before I can read. And even then, it's difficult. Even then, it's difficult. And that's, unfortunately, where most Americans who've had public school education under age 50 find themselves now. We got a break coming up here, and we got a call-in number, call-in lines open at 800-313-9443. This was done by design, by the way. The system we had for teaching young people how to read was not broken, did not need to be fixed. The system we had teaching phonics was the way, and it is still the way, to teach young people how to read the English language. They started, because of the public outcry, they started putting phonics back into public schools, but it's quite frankly too little too late. We've lost a whole generation. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there. Read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of May. May Day, how about that? My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, it is thelibertyman.com. I want to thank all you listeners that have stepped up to the plate finding these images of continents, not just North America, but continents with new coastlines and television shows and movies. If you want to participate, well, if you already watch movies and TV shows, and it could be anywhere. We now found an image of North America with Florida gone and Cuba gone back in 1955 on the TV show Captain Midnight. So if you already have the hobby of watching movies and TV shows, keep a sharp eye out. These images are out there. The list keeps growing. If you find one of these images on a movie or a TV show, get that to me and you've got your choice of any of my four DVDs as a thank you. This is a great project. Nobody else is doing it I'm aware of, and we need to keep moving forward with it. Also, my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. Marvelous healing devices. No, they are not the silver bullet. If you think you can keep consuming the three main food groups of pizza, ice cream, and beer, and be healthy using an energy cleaner, no, you're not going to. You're going to have to make lifestyle changes, dietary changes, attitude changes, and incorporate the energy cleaner along with those things. We focus on arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain. We also focus on getting a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. In fact, I woke up a half hour early this morning. I was so energized using my energy cleaner. Got up at 5 instead of 5:30. Just jumped out of bed. Only $285 shipping included. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I know there's hundreds of you out there with energy cleaners, and you got aluminum screen wire, and they poke you in the middle of the night. Come on, guys. You don't need to be poked in the middle of the night. Get yourself a mattress pad, and you'll sleep a lot better. Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. The mattress pads vary by size and price. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. So you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have a couple of callers on hold here. First, we go to Bucky in Illinois. Good morning, Bucky.
Good morning, John. I spoke to you here a while back. I missed your event over there with the lady who was teaching herbs and wild edible plants. I had a death from a former pastor of mine with Southeast Indiana who mentored me. Spiritual respects of adversity, the adversity we face. And he mentored me, and then he passed away, and I couldn't make it. But, John, I have a question, and I'd like for a comment from you. I listen to our RBN, many different programs that are on there, mainly yours, and I think you've got a good objective view of things. We hear a lot about the Constitution. We hear a lot about, you know, we're being violated as citizens. Well, this has been going on for many, many decades. And I am curious. You have a lot of people, for instance, what's happening out in Nevada and Oregon over there now that are locked up because they've stood to the Constitution, they court observers, and now they've got them in jail. And people stood for their rights. They stood up. Now, they do win. I understand that. But I also want to understand we have a system in place now that's been there. And my question, as far as continue to pursue that, my thinking is you just have to prepare what's in front of you right now. What's in front of us now is not a government. It hasn't been the Constitution for a long time. You know, I've been hearing this, and I'm sure there have been people out there doing it for a while, but there have been a small minority of people. If I had to go to court, stand up for my constitutional rights, I'm probably in there by myself. I don't think there'll be anybody in there with me to stand with me. Number one, most of them don't know what their constitutional rights are. We're uneducated, and one of the programs I heard a while back, class in high schools that teach the Constitution. And you just mentioned something about education. Well, they've got them down pretty good. It was a good start when I was in high school, late 60s, early 70s, and now it's, like you said, we've lost a whole generation. But at this point, in your opinion, with what it looks like, where we're at, where our laws are going, where our country's going, we have a president that's making some attempts. To what degree? Well, it remains to be seen still, I believe. But where do you think a person in, yes, preparation is part of, what do you think are the priorities, the protocol and preparation at this point, realizing that, you know, we... where the country is and potentially where it's going.
You're talking about in terms of personal?
Yeah, personal family preparation, a community, with a community. I know you're getting ready to go over and do some talks in Europe and things, maybe a little bridge version of it right now. Could you comment on that question?
Okay, thank you, Bucky. Well, I'll do that. Well, I don't deviate from what I've been saying for years, which is preparation for the family, or maybe a group of families that know and trust each other. The safest and best way to prepare, in my opinion, is to have a hobby farm. A hobby farm being a place where the produce being grown, whether it's eggs or milk or meat or cheese or tomatoes or corn, whatever it might be, is primarily meant for consumption on the premises by the people growing it, as opposed to a business. That's my opinion of what individual and groups of families should be doing. Now, as far as communities need to come together to have a group that will look out for each other in time of crisis. They need to have a chain of command, ideally headed by the local sheriff or chief of police if it's an incorporated community, and have regular training. My local group here, the Davisville Readiness Group, we have monthly training involving first aid, CPR, map and compass reading, identification of wild edibles and herbs, and many, many other classes. And we're now doing on a one-year cycle where we repeat the same class the following year with a little bit additional material. So that's what I believe people should be doing. And Bucky, I thank you for your call. Next, we go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. You were talking about reading and attention span and tonics and stuff like that, and I decided to take the opportunity to grind one of my favorite axes. Now, what I'm about to say doesn't apply to you because you're obviously a calm, intelligent person who chooses his words carefully and doesn't attempt to embellish his speech with flowery words and such. However, on a day-in, day-out basis, I listen to people on talk radio complaining about how dumbed down the culture is and how all this dumbing down seemingly applying to most everybody else. And yet on a daily basis, I'm horrified by the grammatical errors and the mispronunciations and all the hype that comes across on talk radio. It's just off the hook crazy. I mean, everything right down to the commercials and advertisements is full of unbelievable grammatical and pronunciation errors and conceptual errors. And it's just really quite amazing to me. I mean, and you have a lot of people, hype masters, you know, fast talkers, and people like everybody's seen the kid in class who tries to look intelligent by using a big word but then mispronounces it, you know, right, trying to seem intellectual. There's a lot of that goes on.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's very disheartening to be reading a wire story from Reuters or Associated Press or United Press International and see just horrible grammatical errors and misspelled words. Wall Street I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised what I'm saying. I'm not a grammarian. I'm not a linguist. I'm not an English teacher. I'm a you learn the different symbols that go over the different letters. If you have a vowel, you have a straight line over it. If it's a hard sound or a long sound and a little, you know, upward curve thing for the soft sound or an upside down E for the schwa. And if you went to a dictionary to look up a word, you had that little pronunciation key right next to it. You could sound the word out for yourself. Nowadays, it's all on computers. You can click on a pronunciation and get the computer to talk to you and give you that. That's a nice thing, but it's not really a substitute for, you know, the other skills. So phonetics was really, you know, the more technical way of learning how to pronounce things. And
it was. Right. That was a little bit later. You know, the phonics would have begun in kindergarten and first grade, and then the phonetics would have been later on at the junior high school level, right?
Yeah, phonics didn't exist when I was a kid. We got phonetics in elementary school, and there was no phonics. We had a reading teacher would come around and take kids out in the hallway and sit down with them and work on them with language skills if they were remedial. A teacher who's just was dedicated to doing that, working with kids for working on these language deficits. So, you know, it's really something else. But I listen, and some of the worst offenders are the people who use the most words and who scream the most loudly, the fast talking hype masters. and blah, 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 you know, it's like, oh, it, and it's, and I listened, I once spoke to Jeff Rentz, you're probably familiar with Jeff Rentz, and he was a professional broadcaster and newscaster for many years and stuff, and he's one of the few people in talk radio, like I say, you yourself, you have a calm way of interacting and good timing with people, but he actually has good timing, isn't constantly talking over his guests or callers, and is able to draw people out and bring thoughts, you know, to tie thoughts off and make minor corrections as they go. And that's just, and unfortunately, in talk radio, it's just, there's so much squawk. So that pretty much makes my point. So, yeah. So okay. It's, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. The highest SAT scores ever recorded nationwide was the year I graduated from high school in 1966. I believe we're now at a point where they've artificially changed the SAT tests to artificially bring those scores up. I believe we're now in the fourth attempt to do that because it's so humiliating and so embarrassing to see these scores go down year after year, decade after decade, the SAT scores. So they, I don't know precisely what they do to change these tests to artificially bring up the scores, but it has to be a simplification, a downgrading of the expectation in order to artificially bring these test scores back up. It's still illegal, by the way, for a company to use an IQ test as a prerequisite for hiring. That's illegal. It's against the law. You're committing a crime if your company uses an IQ test to test people in a pre-employment screening process. How bizarre is that? There was a time when it was said that African-Americans were suffering a cultural bias when it came to IQ tests. And that's why they didn't do as well. And I thought at the time, well, that makes sense. A cultural bias, there's a lot of differences in between African-American culture and mainstream white American. Until we had these youngsters coming here from Vietnam and outscoring not only the African-Americans but also the Caucasians on IQ tests. Clearly, obviously, there was no cultural bias, or these beautiful Vietnamese children could not possibly have outscored everybody. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go to some pretty remote part of the Amazon jungle to find a culture more at odds with mainstream America than the Vietnamese culture. The language, the customs, the history, there's... So if there was a cultural bias in IQ tests, these beautiful Vietnamese boys and girls coming here to this country could not possibly have outscored the Caucasians. That couldn't happen, no. So that told me that, no, there's no cultural bias in IQ tests. There's none at all. So what does an IQ test measure? What does it test? People say, well, John, it tests how smart you are. You can't test how smart somebody is. That can't be done. What you can test and why the test is timed, you can test how fast a person's brain works. That's all it does. That's all it does is test how fast a person's brain works. And yes, some people's brains do work faster than others. If you have a high IQ, that means your brain works fast. If you have a low IQ, that means your brain works slowly. So I was talking to a man who helps run a manufacturing company nearby in my neighborhood, a little more than 100 employees. He says, oh yeah, John, we've got other tests now that we can use instead of IQ tests that basically measure the same thing. So we can accomplish our goal of getting the best qualified people to work in our company. So we're we're politically correcting ourselves into the dustbin of history is what we're doing. Giving people who aren't qualified for a job, jobs that they aren't qualified for. Not hiring people that are qualified so that somebody else, because of some federal mandate, get the job instead. And then we wonder. We wonder at the consequences. Glenn is right. I mean, the people now making a living in media, whether it's print media or broadcast media, and their lack of communication skills. Almost everybody in media these days is under age 50. By definition, of course they are. The majority of men and women involved in print media and broadcast media are under age 50. Here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are back, ladies and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of May. The year is one third over. 4 months down, 8 months to go. All right, we got time for maybe one quick call at 800-313-9443. If you have children or grandchildren that are youngsters, I want to encourage you to begin them on phonics about age 5, even age 4, wouldn't be bad. It'll give them a jump start on proper knowledge, proper use of the English language, learning how to read properly. The only way that I'm aware of where you really can learn how to read. When you learn phonics, you learn how to interpret words that you're not familiar with. And going on to phonetics, like Glenn mentioned, would be the next step, obviously, once they get to sixth grade, seventh grade, along middle school age, would be a good time to get involved in that as well. Maybe a little bit younger, depending on the child. Having a foundation in language, in the English language, is not optional. No matter what career path you choose, whether you're going to be an automobile diesel mechanic, a carpenter, a plumber, a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, a nurse, it doesn't matter. How about a custodian? I bought a can of paint recently, like a custodian might want to do a little touch-up paint. It had an 18-page warning sheet that came with it, 18 pages. So it's not optional, in my opinion. Every American needs to have a command of the English language in order to function at their highest level. Now, even custodians, because they deal with harmful, caustic chemicals that can injure or even kill people if they're not used properly. If you don't know how to read these warning labels and what they mean, great damage could result. Automobile mechanics, there's a lot they need to know. It's a highly, highly technical, highly skilled career path these days, with technical manuals that have to be understood. Not optional. So if you want to help youngsters have a great life and a better life, get them started on phonics around age 5. Seriously. That would be a wonderful gift if you're a parent or a grandparent, to give them the gift of knowledge of the English language. That would be very helpful and something they'll use all their lives and maybe pass on to their youngsters and their grandchildren as well in the future. It's not optional. It really isn't. It is that important. If you don't have a good foundation in the English language, you're forever doomed to not going as far as you can or should go in life. Of course you can't. Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.